What up, y'all? It's your boy Kev on stage, and I want to tell you about Black Married and Debt Free. Okay, they're a couple that paid off $110,000 in debt in 2017, and now they want to educate and inspire millennial couples to do the same. So what I want y'all to do is subscribe to their page. Go on YouTube, go on Instagram, and get the following going at Black Married Debt Free. It's everywhere, all right? So if y'all don't want to be broke no more, you want to be debt free in victory. Then go follow them, Google them, look them up, and see what they're talking about, because don't nobody want to be broke. You feel me?
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
What's good, everybody? This is Marcus from Black Married Debt Free, and you are checking out our Quick Cast. Let's get it.
What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, and I would like to welcome you to another episode of the Quick Cast, powered by the Black Married and Debt Free Network. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's been a minute. I said it's been a minute. The Quick Cast has been gone for a few weeks, but we are back. We are back. And the Quick Cast is just a midweek dose of the Black Married and Debt Free podcast. This is where just me, myself, and I, Marcus, get to come on and talk about whatever I want to talk about for however long I want to talk about. And can't nobody tell me nothing. No, I'm just playing. But I get to talk about anything from pop culture to sports, finance, the economy at large, which is what we usually talk about. It's usually centered around some economic news. But I like this because I get to come and take a complex topic and really make it malleable and make it edible for you, the listener, you know, who may not be nerding out on some of this stuff. So we're going to get right into a couple things. We're going to be talking about the 7th month low of mortgage rates and what this means. And we're also going to be talking about how the whole e-car Tesla phenomenon may be coming to an end, y'all. Yeah, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. So let's get right into it. Let's start with this 7th month mortgage rate drop. So right now, the average 30-year loan stands at 6.60, down from the peak of nearly 8% in October. The Fed and the chair of the Fed is hinting or winking, or there's been leaks that the rates will start to get cut, and we may be experiencing some of that now. It says mortgage rates dip again this week, enticing more rate-sensitive buyers and sellers to restart the housing market. Now, I want to make a note. I did a podcast that I'll revisit soon, but I did a podcast during the height of this rate increase that really chronicles recessions and how the rate increases and decreases fit inside of those recessions over like a 50-year history. And almost like clockwork, every time the Feds turn down the rates and start to cut the rates down, there's a significant recession that precedes the cut. So the Fed having data that we don't have and being able to project oftentimes starts to drop the rates because it's like a wave, right? It's like if I make a wave here by increasing the rates, I throw a rock in a pond. The waves may not get to you who's on the other side of the pond for some time, right? Starts where I drop the rock and then the waves start to spread far. So you may not see the effects of the wave for some time. And what they did by increasing the rates, they slowed the economy tremendously. Now, they were doing that because they wanted prices to go down. Now that they've got the prices to go down, they want to kickstart the economy again because we don't want to get ourselves into a recession. But historically, what we see is when they start to cut these rates, a recession for some reason usually precedes rate cuts. So we're going to keep an eye on that. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Right now, we're just talking about the rates dipping and the projection of cuts to come. Does this mean it's time to buy? I'm getting a little excited. You know what I mean? Our highest interest rate for a home we purchased was 5.7. Now, we bought that home at a great price. So the 5.7% interest rate at the time didn't really, it wasn't bad. It's still not a bad investment. So I think as we creep to the sixes and we get down to the fives, I think we're going to be lit. I think that's great. We will see prices begin to go up because obviously more people will be going to jump in the market to start buying, which more demand equals higher prices. But I'm a big proponent of give me the low rates. I'll keep searching until I find the cheap home I'm looking for, or the well-priced home I'm looking for. I won't sleep. I won't just, you know, I'll turn over every rock until I find the investment price that I'm willing to pay, or the home price that I'm willing to pay. But one thing I can't change, and one thing is hard to wait out, as we've seen over the past year and a half, 2 years, is for the rates to be decent enough to where my monthly payment is manageable. So hopefully this is a sign that we're getting there. And just keep an eye on it. You know, I wouldn't say jump in. That's what a lot of folks are doing. I'm more of a, if everybody's doing X, I'm doing Z. That's just me personally. But I'm definitely watching what X is doing now. I'm watching. So it's definitely something to keep your eye on. Let's see here. So we're looking at a 30-year chart of the mortgage rates decrease. Yeah, they're decreasing to the lowest rates since 2023. So that's good, man. That's good. That's positive, I'll say. It says banks are seeing buyers return as the volume of mortgage applications increased by 10% from a week earlier, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. On a seasonal adjusted basis, the recent jump included an 11% increase in refinance applications and a 9% climb in purchase applications compared to the week earlier. However, unadjusted seasonal purchase application activity remains 20% lower than the same week 1 year ago, right? So we're seeing some change. It's going to take a while to get buyers buying at the rate that they were interested in buying and applying for these different refinance and new mortgages and things like that. It's going to take a while to get back to where we were a year ago because they've conditioned us to not buy based on how high the rates are. But it's definitely getting there, and people are going back and shopping for homes. So let's keep an eye on it, man. I spoke about a sweet spot where the rates and the prices they intersect at like the best point to buy. I call that the sweet spot, right? It's right before the home prices increase due to the interest rate decrease. So right where those two intersect would be your sweet spot. It's hard to know exactly where that is. It's hard to know what that is for you based on what type of home you're looking for. But that's where you want to try to find it, right? Maybe my sweet spot is it, you know, when the rates get to 5.9% and the house I particularly want is at 300,000, right before they crank that joker up to 350. Maybe that's where I want to get in at, you know? So it's just about managing when you want to get in, what type of investment you're trying to make. Is it a real estate investment? Is it a home you're going to be living in? So you have to take all those things into consideration and use your best judgment. And as these rates drop, man, we're going to be dropping something. I'm going to say this now. Shire is going to get upset with me. I don't care. We filmed 4.5 hours of content documenting all the steps to investing in real estate that we've done. Everything we've done. Not what we've heard. Not what we saw on Google. Not what we saw in another content piece or course and we just regurgitated it. No. This is 4 hours of what we've done to acquire 5 properties out of state from A to Z. And we've been sitting on it because it hasn't been a great time to be in the market. And we didn't want to lead folks astray, or we wanted to figure out how to release this and activate this. And we're still working on it, but this is going to bless you, man. When I say this is going to bless you. 1,000 times over. The way we're going to release this is going to bless you 1,000 times over. You hear me talking about these courses and these people selling stuff at college certification or college program prices. Y'all know we're not finna do that. You know good and well that we're not going to do that. So all we ask is that you stay connected. Stay locked in with us here at Black Married Debt Free. This is not the time to go missing episodes. This is not the time to not dial in and tap in with us. We're going to be dropping something on y'all that will bless you. If you're trying to invest into real estate, you're going to want to lock in with us. That's all I can say right now. That's all I can say. Okay, you've twisted my arm. I can't give you any more than that. But just lock in with us and tell your people about what we're doing here on the Black Married Debt Free podcast. As the black finance community landscape begins to change and people begin to get exposed and people's teachings begin to get exposed for what they truly are, I like to think this is one of the few places that you can get real information from lived experience. And I'm not trying to sell you nothing. I work. My wife works. We invest. We don't need your money. So lock in with us. All right. That's just, I'm done preaching on that one. Now we got to talk about these Teslas, y'all. Yeah. We got to talk about these Teslas because, look, I live in California, Northern California to be exact. We're about an hour away from the Bay Area. And man, let me tell you something. Sacramento stands on its own, right? For years, we have been the little brother, right? The little corny brother of the Bay, right? And so many friends from the Bay Area, most of my friends, most people in Sacramento say they're from the Bay. So we've wanted the approval of the Bay Area for decades, right? We love it. It's like It's like another world, right? To be an hour away from some place that has its own culture, has its own lingo, its own dialect, right? And to long to be a part of that and just never really get the love. Sacramento has decided we're going to stand on it. We're going to stand on business. We are our own place. So I just want to make that clear. But I do love the Bay Area. I love the aesthetic of the Bay Area. I love San Francisco. I love Sausalito. I just love that area. I love how the weather. Oh, gosh, the weather. So I'm often in the Bay. I'm often in San Francisco, just kind of walking around, seeing the sights, you know, doing my whole little tourist thing, right? And so one day I'm in San Francisco and I'm looking for Chipotle, you know, I'm in the city, I'm looking for Chipotle, found one, this little, a nice little rooftop Target, little double-decker Target or whatever, and the Chipotle's on the second floor. So I'm going up to find parking and I go up to the second store of the parking garage. And y'all, no lie, this is so Bay Area. This is so Silicon Valley. There was about 100 Teslas charging on the top roof. Some folks in the car. Some cars are just empty. But at least 100 Teslas charging. And they looking at me like, why are you here? Like that scene from Get Out when the whole party like stopped and like looked in unison to the roof. Like they all looked at me like, why are you up here with your hybrid Camry? This is Tesla world, buddy. You need to get up out of here. So Teslas are huge here in Northern Cali. I mean, you're seeing more of them on the street. They look amazing. The appeal, the allure of a Tesla is amazing. You ever hopped in a Tesla like for Uber pickup, you're definitely asking the driver all things Tesla stuff, right? They're proud to share that with you and show you its features and this and that, right? So we know what Tesla has been, Elon Musk, and how Tesla has been killing in on the stock market as well. So but this is very interesting. Hertz rental car service was really struggling, man. Really struggling. And they went all in on Tesla. They said, that's what we'll do. We'll just buy a bunch of Teslas since everybody likes Tesla. We're going to buy a gang of them. And we'll be the Tesla electric car rental service. Yo, that's dope. That's a great idea. Let's do it. So they did it. Don't y'all know? I'm gonna read this here. Do y'all not know that Hertz is selling 20,000 electric vehicles to buy gasoline vehicles instead? Hertz is selling 20,000 Teslas to buy gasoline cars instead. That's not it. I'm going to play you this clip from Chicago. Shout out to everybody caught in the Arctic blast that's going on nationwide. This clip is from Chicago. Check this out.
Electric cars may be the way of the future, but it's clear there are some problems when it comes to charging them in Chicago's deep freeze.
Oh, we got a bunch of dead robots out here.
Dead robots.
Dead Teslas packed the parking lot at this Tesla supercharging station in Oak Brook, a scene mirrored in other supercharging stations around the Chicago area.
Man, this is crazy. It's a disaster. Seriously.
With temperatures falling into the negative double digits, these charging ports have stopped charging, leaving many Tesla owners stranded here in long lines since Sunday.
Nothing, no juice, it's still on 0%. This is like 3 hours this morning being out here after being out here 8 hours yesterday.
Has it been charging?
No, not at all.
It just isn't working.
At all. It's just frozen. And so I'm getting it towed to the Tesla service center because that's my only option at this point.
Let's talk about it, y'all. This was always the concern about electric vehicles. When there's an emergency,
and I need to get the heck out of my city, out of my neighborhood, out of my area because of weather, because of fire, because of just a flat out my wife having a baby, whatever it is. When I need to get gone, the charging piece always worried me. If I need to drive in the countryside, if I need to drive through to Southern Cal and I need to go through the Grapevine, or I need to travel to Vegas heading east, right? I can't be stopping looking for charging ports. Sitting there for 30 minutes, let my car charge, and Armageddon is creeping up behind me and I'm trying to run away from it. That's what I never liked about the Tesla and the electric car thing. Now, the hybrid model, I think, is the absolute best model because you're gas powered, right? You take less gas, which is a gas savings, but the gas you do purchase, along with the battery, charges the electric while you idle, while you stop, while you hit certain checkpoints as far as your RPM. If you keep your RPM low, you're charging your vehicle. So the hybrid model has always been the better model to me. Now, I know global warming is real. Emissions from gas-powered vehicles are high contributors to global warming. We got to do something about this. I understand. But it's a give and a take, which is why I think hybrid was the best way to go. Now, maybe we could have even went more hybrid, right? And made it so it required less gas and was a little more electric. But this plugging your car up, like you charging your iPhone stuff, or plugging your car up to a port, like you're at the airport charging your phone, or at Starbucks charging your phone, is crazy. Especially for as much as these vehicles were costing. And now we're seeing, I need this thing to be here for me when I need it most. Not while I'm chilling through the city, getting looks or doing Uber and showing off my Tesla while I'm doing Uber. That's not when I need my Tesla most or my electric vehicle the most. I need it the most when it's freezing temperatures and I still got to do what I got to do around the city. So, man, for me, it's a no, dog. It's a no on the Teslas for me. Y'all let me know. I want any folks with Teslas out there, if you're listening on Spotify, let us know what you think about your Tesla. Are you team electric vehicle? Are you team combustible? Or are you team hybrid? We need y'all to know. We're going to put a poll up on Spotify. Let us know. Yeah, man. It's a no for me. It's a hybrid all the way for me. And the sad part about living in Cali is they're trending towards getting rid of all combustible vehicles. I think they're stopping production on those now. And I think like future production is all electric. But man, they're going to have to figure this out. I also hear that the electric, when you like get a port at your home, the electric bill is crazy, y'all. It's crazy. So at the end of the day, you're not really even saving the money you would be saving by just getting gas. You know what I mean? So we're going to keep an eye on this. Shout out to my Tesla drivers out there, but couldn't be me. Well, that's for all I really have for today, but I want you to do me a huge favor if you have not already. Please go to Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review on this podcast. If you're an older individual, you don't really know how to do it, ask one of your grandkids. How do I leave a review for this wonderful couple? Ask your kids. Son, help me figure out how to leave this review. Daughter, can you help me figure out how to leave a review for this podcast? I really enjoy listening to this, and I feel guilty because I've listened to
120,000 episodes in, I never left them a review. And they keep asking. I just don't know how. We really appreciate the reviews. We're trying to blow this thing up in 2024, and we can't do it without your help. We can't do it without your support. So we thank you to all of our 1.5 million downloads, and we're trying to blow this thing up so that it lands on other folks' phones and other folks' algorithms. So please help us by leaving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you've already left a review, leave us another one. Leave us an updated review. You know what I mean? All right, y'all. That's all I got for now. But till next time, I'm out. Peace. Shout out to Dilla, the greatest, man.